I can't wait for this. This is
this is. I'm terrified.
Perry, how long did this take you?
Not long. I mean, longer than I would have liked because. So I knew going into this that I don't like writing dialogue. Right. I tend to do much better at world building and like frameworks. So turns out writing a play is only dialogue.
A bit of dialogue, isn't it?
Major balls.
Yeah.
So it took me all told probably like a week and a half.
Damn.
To do, but that was like a scene one day and then 3 days off and then a scene.
Guess you're not Clary Fier, right?
Wow.
What?
Nothing.
What, Max?
I guess I'm not.
I guess, is that technically first last name? You should cut that. Don't use that.
Oh, no, you're good. I think I've been.
Whatever.
I don't know. It's on my Twitter. It's whatever. You're good.
Perry's name is more of a brand at this point anyway.
Yeah, it's part of really the Perry brand.
Gotten myself out there. Yeah, if you need voice acting services, a professional DM, a biomedical engineer, hit me up.
A jack of all trades.
It's a household name.
I do want to get it typed out, though, just so we can see what I'm working with.
Oh. that's even worse typed out, personally.
But that's not the case.
It takes some of the mystery away when you type it out. I'm not sure what the mystery is, but
what the fuck did Max say? I think is the mystery. Okay, so Ansel and Porcini, you are bustling around backstage, getting ready for your big night. The crew has had a long road to get here. It's been some harrowing adventures before this. And since we are recording this before those harrowing adventures are over, fingers crossed none of you die.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you going to do, Perry, if you kill one of us?
We'll see.
We release this first. That's the key.
Are you? Do we get plot armor? Are we the only ones with plot armor, not Caleb? Yeah,
that's, what if we die inside?
That's why Brenda's not here.
Somehow. Brenda dies because Caleb couldn't show up for Cyro.
Yeah.
Listen, you got to be here when it matters. The other three of you sit in the audience. It is the only show, a 1 p.m. Sunday matinee.
Brilliant.
The lights are on a little bit. People are taking their seats. It's a decent crowd.
There's people
here? Theater's not packed, but it's more than you'd expect. Okay. To that end, did you guys invite anyone else?
Who do we know?
We don't know. We invite the entire resistance.
Yeah.
We're like, hey, guys. Ansel did. I think Ansel doesn't know how to work the phone, so he told Big to send an invite to everyone in the resistance, but I don't know if
and
Big followed
Big
through on that.
Did not. Absolutely did not.
Right.
He doesn't know any in this. He gave one to Pizza and to Sam. And he was like, that's the resistance. That's it.
Did Pizza show up?
Yes, you do see Pizza.
Yeah.
Holy. Plus it works out because he and Brenda are having a tiff, but she's not here or whatever.
Yeah, he killed Brenda.
No.
Pizza, patron god of the arts.
Yeah, Pizza's here. I think you said you invited Sam.
Yeah.
Sam wheels in a little bit late, but, you know, cutting it close to showtime, but not missing a moment.
Oh, did we invite, did we give Jimbo an invite? Is Jimbo here?
Yes. Everyone's like a little bit uncomfortable that there's this angel there. They're like, are we going to get like arrested and shot? Like what? What is the Cyphal's Linux company doing here? But Jimbo nonetheless sits with you guys.
You can't kill Jimbo now, Perry.
He and Pizza actually have you, son of a bitch. You sly devil.
I'd say, Perry, if you wanna get out of jail free card there, I'd say you could just rebuild robots.
That's true.
There you go.
Not to say that they don't have individuality or souls, but I feel like it's a little less dicey.
Ship of Theseus.
Jimbo isn't a person, Jimbo's an idea. Yeah. You okay, can't kill an idol.
Physically, we don't know if Jimbo's there or not. But the idea of Jimbo is there.
Hey, bud, you can't sit there. The idea of my friend is taking that seat. It's taken, actually.
Isn't that just what saving seats is?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Fine. I was going to say I would invite Ocean and Moon, but I don't know if we can.
Ocean is certainly in prison.
Yeah, okay.
And Moon TV. Are we streaming is still it? Recovering.
Are we live streaming it on Facebook Live of vertical-oriented video?
Yeah.
As is tradition?
As is tradition. Yeah, actually, as you guys have walked in, you see the busy theater director doing her best to set up a camera here.
I assume they don't have Facebook because that's our thing. What's their Facebook?
Head
novel. They have a bunch, or is it just what? Is it like Seifel book?
Head novel.
I'm gonna kill you.
It is. Yeah. Gosh, I'm trying to think of a funny D&D pun for it, but I can't think of one.
Yogurt book.
Sure. Why not? Yogurt book did start out as its own thing.
Yoke book.
This incel college student started an app to rate women on his college campus, and then society crumbled because of it. And it was acquired by Cephalzenix, so a little bit of both. It was its own thing, but as Jake, most things were.
I'm still trying to come up with a riff based off of head novel, and I can't quite do it, but it's pen. I just
okay.
So no head novel. Believe you.
Head novel. Yeah. I don't know her.
Just as the lights go down, Ansel, you and Porcini are still the only ones backstage.
Uh-oh.
And the theater director rushes back. Her normally languid arms frantically pawing at the air.
Oh no, we'll have to cancel the show. There's nobody, none of the other actors are here. Do you two know anyone who'd be able to step in for us and fill the roles?
I have some friends who are my friends. They're good in high pressure situations.
Wonderful. Can you call them, please? Get them backstage here and we'll get started.
I poke my little head out of the curtains and I just make eye contact with the groom, and then my little hand comes out and I just do like a little, come here, got emotion.
I don't like when he does that.
Why is he doing that?
I'm suspicious.
I keep waving.
I'm suspicious.
Is that at us?
Is that at us? I feel like he's waving
I think it is actually.
Okay.
I point and I just start mouthing, it's at you, it's at you.
Oh, okay, okay, I see it. How do we get
just
over
just climb
there?
On stage, see what happens. No one can stop us. I'm just going to stop us.
Yeah, okay.
Robot. Clamber over the stage and get backstage. The frantic theater director absolutely panicking as you see Porcini over in this little corner that he seems to have made into a dressing room, is sitting in, has like hair and makeup people and like a personal assistant somehow.
Just what's his pre-show ritual? What's his pre-show ritual?
You see him going through some sushi from that place that you guys were at the other day. And if you try and go up to him, his personal assistant just I'm sorry. Mr. Porcini is getting in the zone right now. You can't really talk to him right now.
I'm so confused. What does that mean?
You can't disturb him.
Okay.
Please, you're throwing off the vibes. I need you to leave.
Who are you?
I understand that you're not like
who gave this mushroom a personal assistant?
Are you one of Glaucus's friends?
No, I don't know who this person is.
What?
So you all are assigned, various roles throughout. And the theater director goes up and parts the curtain and steps on stage. There's a single spotlight on her. She says,
thank you. Thank you all so much for coming. There have been a few substitutions to the listed program tonight, but I think it's still going to be a very excellent show for you. So Ladies, gentlemen, and those not restricted to binary definitions of gender, welcome to Cyber Oklahoma.
Oh, they haven't done the title yet. I wonder what they were waiting for. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome into the Cyber Oklahoma.
Into the Cyber Oklahoma.
Ominous banjo passed through a synth playing in the background.
The lights go down and the audience claps a little bit as it
only a little down.
Well, it's the beginning of the show, and things have been a little weird. Three people did just climb over the stage into the curtain.
Can you imagine?
I mean, if I went to see a show and that happened.
Yeah,
if I went to a show and I saw that happen, I would be infinitely more intrigued about the show.
Yeah.
And I would
be really excited. Like a tiny hand sticking out of the curtain. What's the Perry? Is there like?
Yeah.
What is the scene description?
I am just coming up with the top of my head because I didn't bother to write it down.
I hope that's what it was.
Yes, the curtains open, and you know we see a well lit stage. It's got a classic 50s diner sort of feel.
What's the 50s?
Off to the side, there is a smaller curtain on stage. So we can't see about a third of the stage. We don't know what's back there, but it is a continuous part of this net cafe.
It's us. We're back there.
And, you know, there's a booth on one side, a table kind of front stage. And then in the back is like, the counter. And sitting in the booth is our lovely friend, Tex. As well as Robo Annie are the two who are on
Can we,
stage.
Can we specify for the listeners out there that this is spelt
yes.
T-E-C-H-S instead of...
Incredibly good bit.
Tex.
So good.
It's a really great bit, and I knew they weren't going to get it.
Perhaps it the out. Best bit of the show.
So good.
So, yeah. The crowd sits in anticipation.
Big's like looking at his like his hand slightly, but there's nothing written on it. He's just looking at it, willing something into existence. He looks at Ansel.
I'm gonna press the digitation, the word shit on Big's hand.
Big like looks behind him.
I just do the like I think.
Good morning, Tex. I mean, good morning, Tex. Coming in a bit late this today. Wasn't sure I'd see you around before you was off to work. I'll get your usual started in a jiffy.
Thank ye, Robo Annie. That's mighty kind of ya. Had a restless night last night, not much sleeping, so I nearly slumbered right. Sorry.
You can do it. You got this.
Right through my alarm. Good thing the train is always on time. Woke me up better in any Robo Rooster I've ever had.
Big just nods for like 10 seconds. like, I hope you wasn't having nightmares about that awful mob you're running from. You know, they ain't gonna find you all the way here in he looks at the audience. Cyber Oklahoma. Besides, the sheriff will take care of any ne'er-do-wells what come into town quicker than a kid shutting his laptop when his mama walks in.
I know, Annie, and I ain't scared o' them sons o' cyborgs finding me out here. No offense. It just sometimes I remember what I did for M, and it keeps me up. Makes me wonder why good folks like you could ever be so kind to me.
Tex, it ain't my place to judge anyone what walks through them their doors. He like points around because he doesn't know where the doors are at. But I just do my best to take care of y'all while you're in here. It's the way Mama used to run the Net Cafe, and I'll be damned if I upset Mama. May she rested butts. He looks back at Glunkus. Just for that part.
Oh, ever vigilant.
Annie, you are one in a million. I quite appreciate you always putting a smile of my face for work. Enough about me. No one wants to talk about a vagrant anyways. What's new in your life, ma'am?
Oh, Tex, I do declare I have been so keen on getting a date to the... Looks back at the audience. The cyber ball coming up.
Don't I know it, Lil Robo Annie? I'm sure one of them mighty fine people of various genders might ask ye to join them.
I don't know, Tex. The cyber ball is tonight, and the only one who's asked me is Nasty Ed, and you know what people say about them. He looks at his hand sure. For the word shit.
I'm sure they ain't as nasty as people say. Although there is that rather disturbing rumor that they own boogers. Downright uncyber, that is.
Big, like, is getting into it now and goes for, like, a big moment and, like, flays himself on top of the table. Oh, Tex, what am I going to do?
And so the entire time has been standing like ramrod straight, just arms straight pointed at the ground, just looking straight into the audience.
What is Big wearing? Because I feel like that I need to see the costume.
Oh God.
There was just a costume rack backstage, and you guys were allowed to pick your own costumes. The director did not have time to get.
Oh, I see. Perry just doesn't want to choose for us. Okay. Yeah. Big is wearing like mostly his normal clothes, but he has a slightly unbuttoned flannel. He has one cowboy boot on. And then he has like a long red wig and like a straw hat.
Good. Meanwhile, I assume Ansel's fully kitted out as a cowboy.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Okay.
It was always about their fashion.
Yes. Ansel,
I think.
All right. Okay, flashback to the show.
Yes.
Much as I hate to see a frown on ya at any time, I'm afraid I ain't much for advice in this exact area of practice. And I really ought to head out. Can't be late to the solar farmer, Bossel. Have my head worse than the mod ever could. Take care now, yeah, here?
You're more than welcome anytime, Tex. Don't work too hard out there, hon. I'll see you tomorrow.
And the lights go down. There's some... tentative clapping from the audience.
Except, does Jimbo give like full applause? Jimbo or pizza? What did they do?
They're more into it than other people, okay. But I wouldn't say full applause
yet. I feel like if anyone, pizza would be like, you know what? Yeah, this is good.
Pizza's looking for it. As the god of chaotic good, this is pizza's shit.
Also, I feel like as a god, you're more okay with wasting your time sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
If you're immortal, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as the lights come back up, we see one side of the stage. Well, the whole stage is empty now, save for a big green stagecoach in the middle, with one side removed, so we can kind of see into it, you know, movie set style. And there's a projector behind it that shows just basically like the code, like in the Matrix, but traveling horizontally as if to portray motion. Through cyberspace.
Nice. Big is still on stage, by the way. He didn't understand. And then he like, he looks at his hand again, and he's like, and then he just leaves.
On stage, we do see Rich Snob and Murfred is Rich Snob's partner there. And Cowbite is soon to enter. So that's the scene. Clunkus.
What? I thought you said I was victim. Oh, okay. Right, okay. These new data encryption coaches are quite something, I must say.
Hey, who is that?
It's Man.
Here, real quick.
It's Manfred. Murfred.
And the director, realizing that no one has been given this role, bursts onto the stage.
Yes, dear.
Murfred, darling, haven't you the slightest interest in what all our hard-earned is being spent on?
Very funny, dear. You exploit your work as well.
Thanks for saving... Oh.
That's me! I'm Cowbite!
Clunk is just saying...
and Cowbite bursts from a hidden trap door in the bottom of the stagecoach.
It's me, Cowboy! Oh, wait. Howdy. Thanks for saving me the trouble of asking y'all if I got to the right stagecoach.
Egads, Murfred. A scoundrel in this coach with us. How did you get past security?
Aw, shucks. Don't be scared. I'm just here for the hefty chest you're transporting. And from the conversation I just interrupted, I'd say I've about as much right to it as you. But actually, I have more right to it, considering all the hard work I put into robbing y'all.
Oh, no. Oh, God, not our money. Please, dear, do something.
Right ho, Murfred. I shall dispatch with this vagabond post-haste. Prepare for departure, you.
Save your breath. I was on my way out anyway, and I'm sure you'll be too given your new financial difficulties.
And Cowbite takes the chest and leaps out of the stagecoach, leaving the two now poor people inside of it.
I'm Cowbite!
Error. No available funds. Stagecoach failure imminent. Have a lovely day.
The stagecoach is like... stutteringly pulled off stage by a poor, poor stagehand.
At one point, Glunkus just has to get out and push it.
Maureen, who had completely walked off the stage, realizes that she has to say this line and jumps back onto the stage. It gets easier and easier. Fools like them are all talking, no tussle.
and a glowing, quite literally, because he is a bioluminescent mushroom, Porcini saunters on stage, spurs clinking.
Oh my god, I forgot. I was like, oh, I forgot who's reading this part.
Sounds like someone I know.
Dark Web Debbie, you ain't taking this prize. I earned it fair and square.
Oh, darling, we both know there ain't a lick of fairness left in this world. Now hand over the data, before I leave a few less bites tween your eyes.
Damn it to hell. Debbie, this back and forth is getting exhausting. Fine, take the damn package, but next time I won't let you off so easy.
Sure you won't, sugar. Just like you did the last dozen times.
Don't push it, Deborah. I ain't too late for me to change my mind.
And what would you do about it? You ain't even packing that little P-shirt you call a caster these days. Nah, I think I'ma leave nice and easy, and there ain't diddly you're gonna do about it. And take care now, hon.
And, oh no, you have one more line.
Maureen's like, looking around, like, in a kind of a confused way.
What is the audience's reaction to Porcini?
Well, frankly, to most of you, they've been like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? Because again, their society is entirely half-elves.
They literally are at the circus right now.
Shit's wild.
Anyways, Maureen.
Dog! That damn vixen! Always stealing my scores! She never could start a job, but she could still damn well finish one.
The lights go down, and Pizza just stands up and erupts clapping. And
why is Porcini
Jimbo, who
a vixen? What?
Yeah.
How did this happen?
Because I did not remember who I had made for cheating as I wrote this. I did crazy. Check that a few hours ago today.
Maureen walks like backstage Blanca's and is like, hey guys.
Hi Maureen.
Do you like my weird voice?
Yeah, I didn't know you could make that voice.
Yeah, I didn't either. I think I like this. Yeah. I will pretend to be a cowboy forever now.
Okay.
Blanca's is like tears streaming down his face watching Porcini like laughing like a proud father.
Good. I was hoping we'd get that.
Big looks
lights at, come back up.
At, we are, oh, sorry. I was going to say, Big has the wig off right now, but then he puts it back on, and he's like, hello, I am Robo Annie. And then he takes it off, and he's like, hi, guys. It's weird how this magical...
it's oh weird. Still me.
I want Maureen to be wearing a holographic cowboy hat.
Yes, absolutely. Lights come back up and we are back in the Net Cafe.
Howdy there, Sheriff. Is Cyber Space treating you right today?
And Porcini, but this time with a fake mustache, walks on stage. Thank you kindly for the refill, man. It ain't too bad out there today. Although I reckon it won't stay so pleasant.
True, what with that cowbite feller running amok on all them data coaches, you must have their hands full.
Well, I ain't supposed to share info outside the station, but you're a good lass, so I know you won't go tattling to anyone. I am just damn near stumped about this crook. Disappears before I can get to the scene and find any clues. Hell, half the time, I don't even know Cowbite's attacked until I read about it in the damn headlines.
Well, shoot, Sheriff, that sounds mighty frustrating. This coffee,
he turns to the audience again, is on the house.
You take care now. I gotta go check on my other customers, darling.
Annie, you are one of a kind. I appreciate the gesture. Have a good one, little lady.
And the sheriff walks over to the curtain that we saw and slides it open, and we see a reclining chair with like a net running rig that the sheriff kind of hooks into.
All right, sir. And, for the record, who is this character? Not this character. Who am I, Max, speaking as?
Oh, yes. And Nasty Ned walks on stage.
Right. Is Nasty Ned a different person, or is Ansel also playing this character?
Ansel is also playing this character.
Ansel is also playing this character. Okay.
Well, unless you don't think Ansel would do the funny voice.
No, I think this will work.
Okay.
Hey, Miss Robo Manny. Hope your day is finer than the prettiest pixel on 1,000 starry screens.
Big has to like do a double take just to make sure that that's Ansel. Nasty Ned, what are you doing here? You know you ain't welcome in here if you ain't.
It's actually me, Ansel. Keep going.
What was that voice? Sheriff, please help. sorry. You know you ain't welcome in here if you ain't washed your hands, or any other part of you for that matter.
Oh, don't worry, darling. I washed everything for you.
Yeah.
Considered my offer about the cyberball at all.
I'm still thinking on it, Ned, and I don't particularly appreciate your tone. Sheriff's just on the other side of the room, jacked off into a net surfing ring. I'm sure I can get it. You don't clear out soon. You're bothering my customers.
No need to get the pig involved. Maybe. I'll get a move on. You know where to find me when you realize you're in love with me like I love you.
Out now.
Sorry about the voice. I know it's not as good as my text one. I was in a rush.
I don't know where this voice keeps coming from. I feel
like from that voice, Nasty Ned looks like Jabba the Hutt.
Yes.
Ansel just dumped a bucket of slime on himself, which he's now going to have on his tax costume for the rest of the show.
Yes, it's perfect. Lights go down. Everyone's too uncomfortable from Nasty Ned to really clap at that one. the lights come back on, and we are in a similar set to scene two, where there is a cyber stagecoach with the wall taken off. We see Cowboy and victims one and two in the coach.
Maureen busts onto the stage again and goes, "It's me, Cowboy!" If you lovely ladies, gentlemen, and others who don't particularly care for the gender binary would be so kind as to vacate this here data coach, I'd be mighty appreciative.
Big is wearing he has like a pitchfork with him, and then he's wearing like overalls, and the wig is tied into a ponytail now.
Good.
Yeah, I think Big and I are on stage dressed.
Yeah,
as
yeah, the absolutely. Quite
good.
And what if we don't go?
Oh, I was hoping one of y'all be full of that fake city slicker courage enough to ask that. If you don't get out of them there doors in let's say around about 30 seconds. I'm going to have to start picking apart these little avatars. Avatars over here. What does one of these fancy schmancy lifelike things run these days? Warren, you'd be happy paying again, I'd expect. And that's not even sufficient. The pit will leave you in the real. Because you'll just had to have the best of the best, which means you probably got full sensory link-ups to your bodies back in whatever golden palace you hide in. So you'd best get out before you get, all get to experience a lot more of this.
Glunkus, realizing Maureen never actually stabbed him, pulls out a dagger and just stabs himself in the leg on stage.
Pounces at Glunkus and, like, bites his leg.
Holy shit. Maureen, this isn't real. Okay. Heaven above, just let us out.
I just ate Glunkus' leg.
Glunkus has a noticeable piece
Jesus.
Of
Jesus. You hear from the audience, I don't remember this part of the show.
Biggs looking at Maureen, just like mouth agape, like pitchfork at the ready.
Maureen, like, sorry guys, I'm too into it. Glunkus, like, hair in my mouth. Maureen turns to the audience and says the next line, happy to oblige.
Glunkus has to, like, crawl off stage, like, pulling himself by his arms, sliding on the floor.
And Porcini saunters onto stage, once again in the fake mustache.
I know you're in there, cowbite. You best get on out with your hands up before I gotta come in there and get you myself.
Thank gods!
You a shepherd, I'll make you! Sheriff, you ain't getting in here! I got myself a hostage!
Dag nabbit. Alright, cowbite. Let's take this nice and easy. Ain't nobody got to walk out of here today.
I completely hurting. Agree.
With Glunkus still crawling his way off stage.
Glunkus is like, has muffled screams leaving his mouth.
I'm sorry, Glunkus!
There's a trail of blood on the stage.
Yes.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, Glunkus! Anyway, Maureen turns back to Porcini. I completely agree. Which is why me and my new partner here are about to ride on by no problems.
I ain't know his partner. I want that clearly on the record.
Thought I told you to keep that trap shut or I'd shut it for you.
Maureen, please don't say that after what you just did.
Cowbud, I got this coach locked up. It ain't going nowhere without my say-so, and I don't particularly feel like saying so with you still inside. Why don't you step on out and we can work through this like some gentlefolk?
Should I get out too? Like, is that my cue, or is that...
Ain't nobody here talking to you.
What?
And Porcini just, like, struggles to stay in character and is clearly, like, so mad that you guys are blowing his big brain.
Ain't nobody here talking to you. I still got no love for y'all city folk.
So what, you just gonna let this thief kill me? What kind of sheriff are you?
Stay out of this!
Stay out of this.
Oh, jeez, okay, I'll be quiet. Sorry, I don't want to die or get bitten by Maureen in the leg.
Oh no, don't worry, I won't bite you, Big. It was in the heat of the moment! Oh shit.
This is a pretty heated moment for me, I'm just saying.
I got really into character. Oh no. Okay.
That moment is pretty fucking hot already.
Anyway.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm real sorry about that too. As I was saying, Sheriff, I don't find myself too keen on parting with this treasure. Only one person can best me. And you certainly ain't no dark web Debbie. So I'm gonna call that pretty bluff of yours and leaving this coach, because I know there ain't no way to stop one of these here data coaches in emergency mode. Adios, Sheriff!
Maureen kicks Big out of the coach. And an emergency alarm kicks in. And once again, the poor stagehand has to, like, pull the coach off stage.
Sheriff, aren't you going to go after her? Him.
What? In case you ain't seen, that damnably expensive coach of yours just took off faster than you wet your pants. Get your yuppie ass up. I'm leaving you, and you'd best do the same before something less friendly comes along. Cowboy, I'll get you yet. Mark my words, old friend.
I peed my pants.
And the lights go down. This does mark the intermission of the show. We go backstage. And the director's like,
thank you all so much for
and Porcini bursts in. You fuckheads are gonna blow it for me, all right?
Get your shit together. I've been working hard at this, and you've been off doing God knows what. I will not let you ruin this for me. There's talent scouts out there. God damn it.
Pull your shit together.
Yeah, guys.
I think I found my new passion. Pottery, move aside. Acton, it's time for you to see more rain.
Oh, God. I've killed the campaign. The group's just going to give up and become actors.
I think
this is
is the best idea that Ansel has ever had, if not at least in the top three. And by the way, the worst one is making me the assistant map guy, but we don't need to talk about that right now.
You're right. It should have been someone else.
Fuck. Do we need to have an answer?
I didn't mean to bite your flesh.
It's okay. Glenkis is like crying and his leg is just like bleeding out on the
back. Do I need to heal you,
Glenkis? Can't Big like fix that? Yeah.
Yeah, hey Big, you want to give me some Big juice?
Open up.
But before you can heal him, the lights go up and the scene is set back in the diner.
Shit. I mean, he cuts on the wig again. Oh shit. He runs on stage. Sheriff, you look absolutely famished. What can I get you for lunch?
Tarnation. Is it already lunchtime? I never can keep track of time when I'm net surfing. I'll have the special, please and thank you, Annie.
I'll get that to you in a jiffy, Sheriff. Just gotta check on customers in a few other booths.
You're too kind of the folk in this town, Annie. We don't deserve you.
Oh, Sheriff, I'm just doing...
What your mama taught you. Yeah, I know. Truth is, we didn't deserve her neither, but I'm mighty glad you chose to stick around.
That means a lot. Thank you, Sheriff. I'll toss in a slice of pie with that special. He turns back to the audience once again. On the house.
Why?
That girl is going to be the death of me with all that pie. Well, if Cowbite don't get to me first, that is.
Oh, howdy, stranger. Hope the equipment is to your liking. I ain't seen you around here before, so I must also highly recommend the food here at our cafe. We've got some of the menu special for folk like you who've been surfing all day.
As Sheriff's curtain to his little booth closes, the one next to his opens and reveals Cowbite is net surfing at the same cafe.
Thank you. Everything is grand, little missy. If the food is half as nice as you, I'd be a damn fool to turn it down. Can I get a burger, medium, with ketchup, onion, and if you have it, a little bit of relish instead of a pickle? Oh, and a nice heaping pile of fries if it ain't too much trouble.
Oh, that sounds mighty fine to me. Never had a customer order a burger like that. Might have to try it for myself and see if the menus need some adjustment. I'll get that cooking for you. Just sit tight now.
Thank you kindly, ma'am.
Big curtsies, and then just...
the stage goes dark, and we come up again on a new set. What appears to be just blank cyberspace. A couple like black boxes here and there to denote, I don't know, fucking chairs, I guess. And we see Porcini on stage going through one of those cyber data treasure chests.
Another successful heist. Those damn fools are none the wiser. And that pest cowboy ain't nowhere around. Dang, varmint's got no clue about my plan.
Careful who you're calling a varmint, partner. Never know whose ears it could fall on.
Damn it, Bat. I got this one all wrapped up in a bow. I ain't gonna let you snatch it now. Not when I'm so close.
Oh, I think you will. See, this here file drive is chock full of them dirty little secrets you've been hiding from the sheriff and the rest of the nice folks in town. Now you'll hand over that data or all this gets leaked to all of them right at once.
You wouldn't.
I already almost did. Not sure what possessed me to keep it secret, but I guess I figured it'd come in handy as leverage on a day just like today.
I can't believe you. After everything, I thought we'd at least be civil with each other at the end of it all. But you're just a damn fool, it seems. Fine. Take the score. This makes us even for earlier. Now get out of my sight before I set to work on you. Info leak or no?
Thank you kindly, partner. Have a mighty fine day now, you damn scoundrel.
And as Cowbite storms off, the lights go down. They come up very quickly next. We see a split stage, two spotlights. On one side, Porcini. On the other, Cowbite. On one side,
Maureen is no longer Maureen.
Maureen has died.
Maureen Long has method cow acted bite. So hard that they've become Cowbite.
And Cowbite begins. Not Cowbite. God damn it. Porcini. Fuck me. There's so much shit here. There's too many layers. And Porcini begins as Dark Web Debbie.
I can't stand Cowbite. She's selfish, disrespectful. Unprofessional?
Yeah, most of all, think she's better than me. I can't believe I ever used to be partners with Dark Web Debbie. All she ever did was come up with dumb heist ideas, and she could never pull off.
All they do is rush headfirst into things. No plan, no backup, nothing. And hope they get out of it alive. Did they get us out of a bad spot? Well, sure, once or twice, but...
In the end, I guess the plans did come in handy, even if it was only after we split and I started doing them alone. Which just proves that I don't need some hoity-toity intellectual...
Brawny, cocky, full of herself thief to make it through these heists. I was always better off alone. Well, maybe not alone, but certainly better off without...
That good-for-nothing schemer. Always going on about the big one. Not that she'd ever actually follow through with it.
And I guess it is a shame. I'll never be able to pull off the mega heist. Two people are kind of key for it, since it's...
A one-person job, clearly. Debbie was always just too scared to admit it. Fine by me, I'll do it myself.
You know, maybe we could try and patch things up and pull off the big one. I mean, all we've done is ruin each other's heists anyway since we split.
She'll never see it coming. Ah! Ah, fuck, Maureen is choking on a chicken leg!
Choking on some blunkus legs.
Yeah, that, I, like... I'm actually choking.
There's way too much here for me to understand. I've lost myself in the fiction.
We are all lost in the sauce right now.
Okay, never mind. Hey, audience, don't worry, I'm fine. A chicken leg just flew into my mouth from backstage.
My bad, Maureen, I'm sorry.
Big, you imbecile!
Big's just got like a bucket of wings that he's he has snacking and then
they didn't hit dinner before. Didn't go to dinner before.
There's like a pile of ones that missed Maureen's mouth on the stage.
Where are all my Maureen bits about food? I hate it. all right, guys. Sorry, that almost choked.
All we've done is ruin each other's heists anyway since we split.
She'll never see it coming. Probably too busy trying to hide out the chicken wing. Well, thinking never solved anything. Chicken action does.
I think she'd like that. She always was more action oriented. Oh no. Oh, she wouldn't. He wouldn't.
Just need to grab a. Ah, fuck. Gender. Just need to grab a few more things along the way, and then it'll be smooth sailing. So what if I only know half the plan? I know enough to finish the job and disappear!
She'll never make it off the mega heist alive if she tries it alone. If. Oh, who am I kidding? She's probably working on it right now. I gotta go save him.
You see Porcini getting flustered with the role changes and the pronouns all over the place.
I think Maureen is like getting really competitive with Porcini. She choked on stage on a chicken leg, but it's fine. One last job and I'll never see her again.
The lights go down. They come back up. We see a stage. There's, you know, some chain link fences that are all painted like cyber green and everything. And we see Cowbite hiding over in a corner as alarms blare and there's some offstage shouting sounds playing from, you know, just a speaker.
Oh, chicken leg still in my throat.
Jesus Christ.
Is the chicken leg still in your throat? Because now I'm worried.
No, Maureen picked up another chicken leg, one of the ones that missed their mouth. And is choking.
Maureen wanted a little snack while they were doing the scene change and picked up another chicken leg. Anyway. Oh, fuck. Damn it all to hell. I gotta get out. Damn it. Debbie was right. I couldn't do. Oh, hey, chicken! And the other one was buffalo sauce. I couldn't do it alone. Hell, I couldn't do anything alone, much less without her. Fuck! How could I be so stupid? Now I'm gonna die in here. Consciousness hunted down by some bloodless AI that barely knows how to think beyond killing. Oh, fuck! Well, nothing to lose now! Might as well call!
And we see Cowbite dialing a number on their phone. And Cher rushes onto the other side of the stage, but is lit apart from the rest of the set is to indicate that, you know, they're not here yet. Cowbite, I know you're here, and hell, I ain't supposed to be, but if you come out now, I can get you out of here before that thing gets to you. Cowbite does not appear to have heard it yet. His sheriff pulls out his phone and hangs it up. Puts it right back.
Hey, Deb. You may not see me again, so I just want to say I'm sorry. Sorry for not trusting you. Sorry for trying this plan without you. Sorry for being an ass. But mostly just sorry for dying, I guess. I love you. And I think part of me always has. I was just too much the damn fool to say it. You always did have more brains out of the two of us. Suppose that's why we made such a good team. Before I ruin that too, that is. I ain't calling so you forgive me. Hell, I don't deserve that from you. And as this drags on, I'm realizing you deserve better than some last-minute apologies and then grief. Just one last thing between us I did wrong, I guess. Debbie, do better than me. You got a good heart. You deserve someone who's got one to match.
And Sheriff has been, like, pantomiming, running around, searching. And as he runs over across the stage, getting closer and closer to Cowbite. Damn it, Cowbite. Where? Ooh! And Porcini slips on one of the straight chicken legs. gets back up, dusts himself off.
Damn it, Cowbite. Where are you?
Sheriff. Oh, hell. As if this weren't already a bad situation.
Come on out. You ain't getting out of here alive all on your lonesome. It's a two-person job.
And why would I want that second person to be you? No way! I'll take my chances on my own. Get out of my way!
Stop right there, Cowbite. Your days of cyber stagecoach robbery are done.
Darn, Sheriff. You'll never stop me from stealing the identities of them entitled rich folk. Well, that live in the big city.
We all live in the big city, damn it. And this big city ain't big enough for
tobacco. Yeah, hold up. What is just for listeners' sake.
It's like tobacco made out of nanobots.
The stage direction is that the sheriff spits out their cyber tobacco.
And this big city ain't big enough for the two of us. And Porcini rips off the fake mustache to reveal that he is
big Dark backstage, still eating the chicken legs, gasps.
Now big, now Big's so choking on a chicken wing.
Time to read the play and assume there were two different and is genuinely very surprised. It's like, oh, there are two of you. What? I mean, Dark Web, Debbie, you were the sheriff this whole time. No wonder you always knew where to find me.
That's right. I don't know just where I'll find you tonight. At the Cyber Ball. With me, if you'll have me.
And Porcini takes off the cowboy hat that is on top of their mushroom cap. So it's like hatception. And in the cowboy hat is a cyber rose that they hand to cowboy.
Well, is the mushroom is the mushroom cap the head or the clothes?
No, we're not. We're not. Not right now.
Maureen turns to the audience and is like, real shit. Guys, I don't want to date a mushroom.
you hear pizza. Shit, do I know how to do the jersey? Hey, how's it going? I'm pizza. I always go for deep dish. You hear pizza call out from the audience. Love is love!
Yay, I'm gay!
Hell yeah!
Was that also pizza, or was that a regular audience member?
That was also pizza.
Okay, I'm the sheriff. I'm so surprised that it's you, Porcini, that I forgot how to do my accent. Oh, well. I mean, Debbie, I don't know what to say. Well, I guess I do, but you'll have to listen to that message yourself because I ain't fixin' to repeat myself in the moment. Oh, it's back! Oh, that's so cool.
Speaking of the moment, we better vamoose before that AI gets its nasty coat on us. No fun stealing identities if your own is violently ripped apart from your body.
True that, partner. Well, let's get out of here.
And Porcini reaches up his little mushroom hand so they can hold hands, and Maureen has to like fully hunch over as they walk off. The stage lights come up for the final time. We are back in the diner. It's emptied out now as we see the two net surfing booths that Dark Web Debbie and Cowbite occupied are empty.
Big has lost his wig at this point. So. Oh, Tex, I guess I will have to go to the Cyber Ball with that nasty Ned. Oh, I can't believe no one else asked me. Not Lace Lucy, not Gigabyte Greg, not Frame Rate Francine, not even Dial Up Denny.
At this point, Ansel realized he doesn't need the slime for any other scene, and so just has a bunch of paper towels stuck to him. Well, you see, Lil Miss Annie, That's a part A why I came to the dinner tonight. You know I ain't much for romance or more intimate concerns, but I know this ball means a lot to ya. So this is all my long-winded way o' asking. If you'd be so kind as to go to the cyber ball with me.
Texas is the nicest thing anyone's ever done for little old me. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I never had a friend as kind-hearted as you.
Well, if I've got you at a loss for words, I would personally suggest yes is a good way to start things off.
Of course, Tex. In fact, let's go now. I've been fixing to close up the cafe early anyway.
Well, then, by all means, lead the way, ma'am.
And kiss, the lights kiss, go down kiss, and the kiss, curtains kiss. Close. Pizza and Jimbo just stand up, erupting, clapping. A lot of other people are just kind of unsure. Pizza does that whistle thing where he sticks his pinkies in his mouth, and it's super
Perry, loud. Yeah. I would like to cast True Suggestion on the entire audience.
No!
And have them absolutely lose their shit, clapping and cheering.
And there is
and screaming Portini's name.
A cacophonous uproar of people. Everyone stands up. It's a standing ovation. Crowd's going wild. There's Portini! 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 And Jimbo and Pizza look around and they're like, all right, fuck it. Porcini, 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 porcini.
Ansel's like, they like me. They really like me.
Maureen's like, this was supposed to be my time to shine, not yours, porcini. And like storms away.
It's always his time to shine. Has he hasn't even noticed.
The curtain has opened back up for the bows, and Porcini is just awestruck, just frozen, unable to take a bow, as you see tears what? Well up in his eye as he is so happy for his big moment. Oh. Fucking excuse me.
That was big under his breath.
Jesus.
That's so funny.
I hate the GRU.
Big, where did you get that bucket of chicken wings?
I don't know. I think it was is a prop or something. It's just back there. So no one was using it or someone forgot it. So I just, you know. I can't.
Chicken Wings, the musical, is up next and they are absolutely fucked.
It's the fucking KFC dating sim as a musical.
Oh, boy.
As you all take your bows and the audience continues their clapping, that is where we're going to end the episode.
Whoa.
What the fuck was that?
That was great. That was super fun. I do love reading in a really dumb voice. So.
You know, you guys asked and I delivered.
Yeah, that was genius.